Welcome to Worldview Matters, discussing controversial issues, discerning current events, defending biblical Christianity. No topic off limits. And now, here's your host, David Fiorazzo.
We're going to dive right in today, friends, because there's so much to talk about, and I have another amazing guest that you will be blessed to hear from, and that is Dr. Carla Dean Graves. She coordinates a National Healthcare Coalition conference call consisting of healthcare leaders, physicians, and legislators. Their objective is to expose the fraud in the practice of medicine today and to preserve the sacred relationship between the patient and physician. From over 40 years of practice as a family physician, Dr. Graves has discovered a transition from personal care to governmental protocols. In addition, the pharmaceutical industry, their middlemen, have escalated healthcare costs to an almost unaffordable position. One goal of the healthcare coalition is to alert the American people that their data is being stored in electronic medical records from birth to grave and is accessible to third-party meddling. She is a board member of the Salt and Light Council and lives with her husband Wayne in North Kansas City, Missouri, has three children, eight grandchildren. Dr. Carla Dean Graves, thank you so much for your time today. Welcome.
Hey, thank you so much. I really appreciate this opportunity to be with you and your viewers today.
Awesome. Well, we connected through our friends at the Salt and Light Council, Brave Salt, Dran Reese, and a lot of troublemakers for the kingdom of God, trying to get citizens to vote biblically. First of all, get informed, know your Bible, get informed, and vote biblically. It's not that complicated, but it's a big undertaking. I want to start with, first of all, your testimony. I know you just shared it recently. A lot of people, they're hearing you for the first time. You've been connected with some amazing people with the God's5stones.com, God's5stones.com, and also Sovereignty, the Sovereignty Coalition. Tell us a little bit about that, and then please share a little bit about your testimony. There it is.
The Sovereignty Coalition, and the Sovereignty Coalition was formed about a year and a half ago, in March of 2023. Frank Gaffney, Reggie Littlejohn, she's a lawyer, an attorney that has graduated from Yale. Michelle Bachman, Jenny Beth Martin, Dr. Robert Malone. We were asked to start forming this Sovereignty Coalition to alert the world in regard to the World Health Organization, that is a CCP, that is a Chinese Communist Party-run organization. People don't realize that. And they are actually manipulated and dictated to through the United Nations. And therefore, their goal, of course, is to expand world power into a one world government, just as the Bible has predicted. Mm. And if you don't think that this is not true, look around and see what's happening. I know here in Kansas City, if you go down and you want a permit to build anything, we no longer have Missouri regulations. It's actually regulations that is dictated through the United Nations. And
wow.
This is happening more and more, and it's happening very subtly and gradually so that people don't really are aware of what's going on. And so they're doing the same thing. And they have done this through what I call it the plandemic, as I'm sure you've heard other people say. But this was propagated as a pandemic, and that pandemic actually incited fear. And people, when they have fear, they don't think rationally. They just are willing to give up their freedom for security. And as Ben Franklin said, you'll never have both. And so it's time that we looked around and could see what's happening. The Bible says, my people perish for lack of knowledge.
Amen.
We've got to have that knowledge. And as I was saying to you, I feel like that we, being physicians, being those of us who are in this fight, so to speak, not a physical fight, but a spiritual war, yes, that we are in, and we are in a spiritual war. And the sooner we learn that, the greater we will have the power to be on our knees and to conquer through the name of Jesus. And so that's what we're really trying to accomplish here. And so we know that what they want to do, they meaning the World Health Organization, is to actually enforce us to have these injections. Now, you might want to ask me some questions, and maybe I need to just stop and let you get a word in edgewise.
Well, sure. I think a lot of our viewers, and we've got people from four or five countries and states around the country, they're probably wondering, okay, you've been a physician, a doctor for 40 years plus. What made you decide as just a concerned Christian citizen that things are getting out of control, I need to do something? And you're getting involved with all these, you know, the Sovereignty Coalition. What was the other one that you said? The Salt and Light Council, God's Five Stones. So I think people want to hear about that because you obviously a very successful doctor. You've had this career. Now you're feeling compelled to speak out and warn people. Why?
Well, my husband and I closed our practice, which was Cornerstone Family Care, and we closed it in 2019. And then in 2019, in December, I received a call, and I received a call from one of our researchers that I had worked with. And the researcher said, I have gotten a call from Wuhan, China, from an ophthalmologist, and he is really concerned because he's seeing patients of his die, and he doesn't know what's going on. And he thinks that Wuhan has released a virus.
Wow.
And he said, I think that we need to get involved. Can you put a research team together? I had done this in the past. And I said, yes, I can. And so in the late December 2019, we began to research. And when we researched, we found that, yes, indeed, there was a virus that had been released from Wuhan. And so we began to try to counter that. And as we tried to counter that, we decided that we would actually find out what had been used in the past as an antiviral. And actually, this is almost comical, but yet it's not. It's kind of pitiful, really, that Dr. Anthony Fauci, in the 80s, said that hydroxychloroquine was the best antiviral that any individual could probably call upon. And he began to use that with HIV, but certainly kept that a secret. And so we took that information and we did some studying on it, and we found out that it would be a great antiviral. We wrote a paper on it, and we were able to get that to President Trump through his brother, Robert, because we had one of Trump's cousins on our team. And so that gave us access. And so he took, his brother took the paper to President Trump. And if you remember correctly, at one of the news conferences, he stood up and he talked about hydroxychloroquine. Yep. And if you remember, Anthony Fauci almost swallowed the microphone because he ran up there and he said, oh, we haven't done any studies. This is premature, blah, blah, blah. Because what we were doing, we were trying to set up the United States and the world to not have to shut down, and not to have the schools shut down, not to have the masking, not to have our economy come to a sudden halt. That's what our goal was. But unfortunately, they had another goal in mind, but we didn't know that at the time. What their goal was to get an emergency use authorization for their shots they had already prepared. We have later discovered that actually Pfizer had their first mRNA patent in 1990. That's how long they had been working on this mRNA. And they also, Moderna had almost all of the, what they call the, they call it the vaccine. I'm calling it just the shot, the COVID shot, because we know now all, we see the death rates going up. We see the cancers. We see the blood clots. We see the strokes. I mean, the list goes on and on. But nevertheless, we have discovered that in 2017, they almost had the whole thing sequenced. That was 2017. Let me remember 2017, not 2020. Warp speed was actually a farce. It had actually been going on as far as research for some time. I can really flip over very quickly to the World Health Organization and what they are doing. Yep. To the international health regulations that Biden has been actually propagating to the world. And he has actually, what he wants to do is give the power to all protocols of our medical care to the World Health Organization and give it all to the Secretary of the World Health Organization, Tedros. Tedros is a communist. He is a practicing communist. He says he's a communist. He has worked in Africa, and he has been known to be a tyrant. But yet we're giving him the sole source of power. How are we doing that? Well, what happened in the so-called pandemic was that they knew they were going to make not billions, but trillions of dollars off of this shot through the use of fear. And so what has happened is that they did that. And then, if you remember correctly, in Africa, of course, they discovered the Omicron. I'm sure you've heard of Omicron. Omicron was, of course, a variant off of the original COVID-19. All right. So what Africa did, they did what was right at the time, and they allowed the world to see what the sequencing was. Pfizer picked right up on that, and then they made their booster. And when they made their booster, they made more trillions of dollars off of that booster. Now, what happened was Africa said, wait a minute, you people have come in and taken our information, we gave it to you, but yet you have profited off of it. So now we want part of the cut. And so the wealthy in these underdeveloped countries decided that they wanted in on the cut. And so they have gone to the United Nations. And in order to get the international health regulations passed with 194 countries, what they have done is they have said, okay, now we need money because we want to set up these bio labs. Well, these bio labs, what are they? They are going to be put up in underdeveloped countries around the world, mainly, however, concentrated in underdeveloped countries such as Africa and maybe a few in South America. What is that going to do? Well, what is that? What will that do? Let me explain this. The people in our government, actually through the World Health Bank, they got passed and Biden signed it. Our Congress passed it in December of 2022, and they passed the National Defense Authorization Act. Mm-hmm. What did that do? That gave $5 billion to underdeveloped countries to start building these biolabs. And there were 37 of them at the time, and they spent $345 million. Now, what are these bio labs supposed to do? They are supposed to discover any organism that could possibly cause a pandemic. Now, this is the truth. And I know people say, well, when you say that, we kind of wonder. What they have done is they have told these underdeveloped countries, see what possibly could cause a pandemic. We can have that sent to the World Health Organization. They are going to try to make it a variant that could cause a pandemic. And then they're going to make actually shots that they will require the rest of the world to take, putting on us regulations such as travel, such as they have done in the United States. And the European, they have to have vaccine passports. That's what they're trying to do here. And while they're simultaneously trying to shut down our currency and go, of course, to the digital currency that they control. What does this sound like? That you can't buy or sell, or that you can't go into a store? In Europe already, every human being has a code, and they have to put that code in the machine before they can go into a store to buy. They have a QR code. They're given. What does that sound like? Does that sound like the mark by any chance? Well, that's what they're
set up for, it, aren't we?
We're being set up for it. And so that's what they are doing.
Okay, we've got to take a pause here, and we've got to talk more about this when we come back after our break, because Americans, most Americans wouldn't stand for this, but our government is kind of signing over, giving the WHO power. We're going to talk about that when we come back with Dr. Carla Dean Graves. We'll be right back on Worldview Matters.
Today's show is brought to you by Harbingers Daily, world news biblically understood. Stay informed at harbingersdaily.com.
Friends, if you know anyone who's interested in sponsoring Worldview Matters, send us an email, please, worldviewmatters@fpeusa.org, or go to our website, worldviewmatters.tv. Back to our guest, Dr. Carla Dean Graves. I do want to talk about data mining, our electronic medical records and things like that. That's a concern, privacy, you know, of most citizens. And we do want to get to the power and the WHO. But one thing I wanted to ask you before we run out of time, before we got on the podcast, we were talking, and you said something very interesting. You used the words, we need to be watchmen on the wall. I just paraphrased what you shared with me. And I'm thinking, yes, we had a conversation about why most, not all, but most church leaders and pastors in America are not equipping the saints. They're not exposing the darkness. They're not talking about these things, warning the people, let alone teaching Bible prophecy. Your thoughts on that? Because I find it interesting, your medical career and what you're involved with now, and you're very aware of this need for watchmen to sound the alarm. Go ahead.
Yes, as physicians, and then as a concerned Christian citizen, and I do say Christian because so many churches now preach, and I have seen some of them. I've actually attended some of them, and not for very long, because what they say is that any Christian that's involved in politics is not involved in the kingdom of God, and there's just nothing that could be further from the truth. Because there was a one-sided coin, and one side was Caesar and one side was the kingdom. And so that is one coin, and we are to do both. They are as one. And so if we are not going to be that salt and light, then we are actually not doing our due diligence as a Christian citizen, and to be informed and to be active. Mm-hmm. Therefore, I see us, and I'm going to use you and I and probably your viewers, that we are the watchman on the wall. And if you remember correctly, in Ezekiel, he was very plain when he said that the watchman on the wall, if they do not actually give the warning to the people, then the blood of those people will be upon that of the watchman, as well as on the people themselves. And so we stand on the wall, and we're yelling and we're screaming and we're saying, hey, look at this. We've got danger coming. Danger, danger. We've got danger in the World Health Organization. We have I have an entire program on how our elections are going to be stolen and how they were stolen. Hmm. And I'm going to do that again. And so, and I have the algorithms that we can show you that they will do that again. And so we have to get out the word, and those who listen, and as Ezekiel says, those who listen will listen, and those who don't will certainly not. But our frustration is that we're standing on the wall, we're yelling and screaming and saying, hey, watch out, and everybody's in the marketplace busy buying their apples, or they're setting up their next soccer game, or they're doing something else besides actually engaging in keeping our nation and our faith, because this goes hand in hand. Amen. We lose this nation we will lose the ability to have any type of freedom of expression of our faith. Look what they're doing to us already in shutting us down. Look at the pastors. And the pastors are, they seem to be fearful because they have both, both parties are in their church and independence, so to speak, and they don't want to lose any of their revenue. They are running their churches like businesses, not like that of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Thank you.
And they are more fearful of man than they are of God. And it's time that we had some very strong pastors who are willing to say, I believe God is going to protect me and not my board who I have to please. And yes, they may be asked to leave. I've known some pastors that have been asked to leave their church because they were, quote, too political. Mm. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is not political. If you think Amen. That the LGBTQ is political, or you think that abortion is political, you think that marriage is political, you better dust off your Bible because that is not a those aren't political issues. Those are moral issues.
Amen.
And as Christians, we have a higher calling to actually answer to, not to mankind. And we need to be standing and standing firm. Look what happened at the Republican platform. We have caved on that platform.
Yep.
On our marriage, on our on the LGBTQ, on abortion. Why? Why?
Yeah.
Why has there not been an outcry from the church? Because they're afraid. They cower down. They remind me a bunch of cowards behind the behind their pulpits, you know, shivering. Stand up and actually speak the truth. The truth is like a lion. If you release it, it can defend itself. So please let that truth go and let it defend itself.
Amen. We must obey God rather than man. And even people, church leaders in the pulpit are have the fear of man. Unfortunately, you are right on. I love you. Love what you're saying. Galatians 1:10, Paul writes, "For am I now seeking the favor of men or of God? Or am I striving to please men? If I were still trying to please men, I would not be a bondservant of Christ." I want to add before we go on, we've just got 5 minutes with you left, that the separation of church and state is the second biggest lie in America. Because that's like saying, Christians, you do not need to be salt and light. You do not need to influence culture for Christ. You do not need to worry about righteousness in the public square. But that, anyway, that's why we have so much darkness. But I want to ask you about what a lot of people are concerned about, Dr. Graves, and that is our medical records. What can we do? We are aware that anything that goes in the computer, that goes digital, that they have on you, it's accessible to other people potentially. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, even we know that through the PCRs, which were just a farce because the PCRs were never intended to be a diagnostic tool. Carrie Mullen actually said that, Dr. Mullen, when he got the Nobel Prize for them. Nevertheless, we do know that the NIH has been collecting our DNA. And so they feel like that they have just about sequenced the entire human body. And what they turned actually at the first of the century to actually go away from studying diseases. Instead, they have been studying the human geoderm so that they can understand every one of our systems and where we are supposed to be weakened and so on and so forth through our genetics. And they are using the excuse that will be better health. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's for data and it's for information. So just be aware of that. And I think that we need to start in some way in the medical profession, signing some type of a waiver saying that our DNA cannot be used for research purposes. I think that that's what we should actually be trying to attempt. Very quickly, I want, if we could just quickly go to God's five stones, because we are actually fighting what's happening to the algorithms. And every state board of election probably has been actually hampered with through an algorithm that is actually putting in ghost votes. And you can learn more about that through God's Five Stones. We need help, of course. Anybody who would like to donate to that would be great, because we are uncovering. We have a meeting with the Treasury of Ohio on August the 13th. And just day before yesterday, we were invited to actually come down and talk with the Trump campaign team about how they have done this. They had to stop the elections in 2020, if you remember, for the first time ever, because they knew that they had to put in these false votes. And we can tell you more about that. We can get more information. Anyone who would like to have more information on that, you can email me at the letter K at gravesmed.com. You can go to also God's Five Stones, and you can certainly help us, because we need to expose that. We're also trying to help with President Trump's security team, because we have information as of today, a new plan to try another attempt to assassinate President Trump. And so we're going to disclose that in the near future. And so if anyone wants to know more about that, please let us know.
Wow.
So we've just got a lot. We've got a lot going on.
Yeah.
And anybody who's bored, you're not engaged. And if you are in a dead church and your pastor is not preaching the truth, then get out.
Thank you. Thank
just
you.
Pick up. Get out. Yeah. There are places you can look online, like Cornerstone Chapel in Virginia. There, of course, is others out in California that we know of. My pastor, he's not afraid to stand up and say, this is the way it is, folks. Listen up.
Yep.
So please get in a church that preaches truth. Don't stay in a dead church. Thank you.
Oh, amen. God bless you. And by the way, friends, I encourage you to go to godsfivestones.com and click on mission statement, and you can go through that. And it's eye-opening, but you're going to want to go to the mission statement and read that. Dr. Carla Dean Graves, thank you so much. I hope we can do this again, because you've got so much more expertise that you can share with our viewers. So I'm not going to put you on the spot, but Lord willing, we'll talk again. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, and thank your viewers as well. God bless.
Praise God. We needed to hear that, and there's so much more where that came from, friends. But that's why you power the podcast and share this and allow us to have great guests on. Thank you. God bless you. And as always, keep speaking the truth about things that matter.